Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin Pasuk Hey. So now Hushai Ha'arki is going to show his worth. Achitofel has made several points about why David should be killed, about how it should be done. It should be done with great strategy, with suddenness, a nighttime attack, and David's people would run away. There will be peace in the valley. Everything will be great. And we said in the last pasuk, Vayishar Hadavar b'nei Avshalom b'nei Kol Zignei Yisrael. So it was right. Now it's interesting. Some of the Mefarshim point out, it doesn't say Vayitav Hadavar, as the Malbim says. It doesn't say it was good in the eyes of Avshalom and the Zekanim. It just says it was right. It seemed like correct advice. And the difference between good and right can be miles and miles long. And Avshalom seemed to have misgivings. So Vayomer Avshalom, Kirona Gam L'chushay Ha'arki. So Avshalom seemed unhappy with this one-sided idea of having his father killed so casually, like swatting away a fly. So Avshalom said, you know something, I'm not so sure anymore. I was pretty happy, but... V'nishma amabifiv gamhu. You know what? Let us hear. Interesting, let us hear. Not let me hear, but let us hear what he has to say. What is in his mouth, what he's going to advise us. So, it's a very... The pasuk shows the doubt that Avshalom was having. It's a very iffy kind of pasuk. Let's hear what Hushai has to say. You know, he's got mixed feelings, quite obviously. Now, Hushai has done the greatest thing ever by convincing Avshalom of his own loyalty based on what the king had told him to say. So good job, Hushai. So pasuk vav, vayavach Hushai el Avshalom. So Hushai now comes to Avshalom, vayomer Avshalom elav lemor. So Avshalom said to him, saying, kadavar hazed diber Achitofel. This is what Achitofel told us. He's going to attack at night. He's going to take 12,000 men. He's going to frighten everybody away, and he's going to kill David. Hanase es devaro, im ayin ato daber. Should we do what he says? Im ayin? Should we not do what he says? You tell us. You speak. So technically, the way that the punctuation is set up in this pasuk, it isn't, as we would probably say, should we do what he says or not. It's should we do what he says, im ayin ata daber, but if not, then you speak. So that's the way that the truck puts the words together to show us that he's telling him, if you agree, just keep silent. So by phrasing it that way, if you disagree, then say something. That's an implication that he's saying, I want you to disagree. Please tell me something else. I'm not comfortable with this. So, Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Hushai el Avshalom, Lo tova ha'etzah asher yo'atz Achitofel b'pam hazos. Whoo! Considering that this is a fellow that everybody regards his advice as coming down from on high, Hushai is very casual in the way that he goes against it and that he slams it down. So Hushai said to Avshalom, the advice that Achitofel has advised is not good this time. Every other time he gives great advice. Wow, is his advice something else. But you know, this time not such a good thing. So Mitzuz David very perceptively said, so when was his advice good? So it's as if he said, even though he didn't say it blatantly, but as if he said, but his advice when it came to the Pilagshim, that was good advice. Which, it's not that it was good advice, it's that it's a done deal already, so why not say so? Stroke a little bit the ego of Achitofel, but also of Avshalom having done something unthinkable to make him feel not so bad that he did something awful. So, Lekach Shavcha Be'enov Laman Yamidlo. Hushai is playing Achitofel like a violin. Hushai is playing Avshalom perfectly. He really knows his customer. So he's got him. So what is it? Why is the advice so bad? Ches v'yomer Hushai, atoya dato esavicho v'esan hashav. Ki giborim heima. Now a little flattery in the other direction. Hushai said to Avshalom, you know that your father and his men are warriors, are great men. Right? Umare nefesh heima. And they are very bitter. They're embittered right now. Kidov shakul basodeh. Like a bear left alone like the most vicious of all bears, the mama bear whose cubs had been taken away from her, out in the field. And your father is a man of war. He's not going to stay the night with the people. So he's now going to go point by point with everything that Achitofel had advised, and he's going to show why every single point is wrong. So they're warriors. They're not weak. Achitofel said that they're weak, and they're afraid. Ooh, an unexpected nighttime attack, and they're all going to panic and run away? No, they're going to fight like a cornered, trapped bear. They're going to be vicious, as if their lives depended upon it. And not only that, he's not even staying in the same place as the men. So if you go to the men and you attack, you're not going to find David there. He is a shadow in the night. He's a ninja. You don't know where you're going to find him. So attacking at night is foolish because he'll outwit you because he already planned for this. He's not even there. You know where he is? He's hiding in one of the pits. Or in one of the other places that we don't even know about. So he's explaining his objections to Achitofel's plan. So the plan of fighting at night and fighting right away because they'll be weak. So he contradicted that. The plan of coming upon them unawares. He's contradicting that. He's really stopping each of the points that Achitofel had laid out. Counting on finding them asleep is a mistake because David is a master strategist. He's Bill Belichick. You're not going to catch him napping by suddenly doing some kind of weird jet sweep and a triple reverse. Are you kidding? You're going to lose 50 yards on that. Easy fumble, he's going to take it to the house. Can't do that. He's hiding in a pit. And it'll be when some among them fall at the outset, even if you do manage to kill a couple of them, Vishoma Hashomea Veomar, then anybody who hears about it is going to say, because even if you do win a little bit, you know what they're going to say about it? Haysama Gefa Ba'omar Sharachare Avshalom. The people that follow Avshalom have been massacred because probably he's setting up an ambush from the pits where you don't think to look. Can't do it. You're not going to get there, and he's going to outwit you, and everybody's going to fall. And he said, some among you, right? And they're going to blame it on you. Not if some of them fall, when some of you fall. So you got to be very careful. But he said some of them as a way to make it sound like he doesn't want to give an ayin hara. Can fall bahem when one of them falls. But he really means when one of your guys fall. So he's really playing Avshalom. He's working him hard. And now he's going to really turn it the other way.